Taylor Swift.
Oh, hey.
Hey, it's great to be backstage with you here at CMA Music Festival. And this is a celebration of country music, all things country. But I think it's important for people to understand that Nashville is more than just a country town at this point. I mean, we've got some of the biggest rock bands in the world here, and Kings of Leon are right here. The Black Keys are here. Jack White is here. Ed Sheeran just moved to town recently. There's this this influx of all kinds of music. It feels like a creative time to me. How does it feel to you?
I think it's definitely a creative time, and I think it's a time that's really exciting in music where you have a lot of genres blending into one another. You have a lot of country that's also folk Americana. You have country that's also pop. You have country that's also rock influenced. Most of the country you hear on the radio today is a blend of country and something else, which to me is a really progressive step to getting more fans to acknowledge country and love country, because I think that the more you experiment musically, the better a genre gets.
Yeah, and we don't really have very many record stores at this point anyway. I'm not sure why we're so hung up on the genre thing at all.
You and I are on the same page with that, absolutely. I think that, you know, you need a label to categorize things in order to be organized. But I don't think that you need to label music as much anymore, because in the generation of everybody's got an iPod, everybody's got their own customized playlists. We want to listen to everything we love, not just select lists. And I think that something that I've been really very grateful of is to still be welcomed into my home, which is Nashville, and to still be welcome on country radio, and to also get to go out and experiment. And it's been one of my favorite things that's happened this year.
You've been more enthusiastic than many country artists about touring all over the world, and you have no problem with flying on a plane and hopping across an ocean. When you play in England, is that audience similar to the audience you play for here? Do you detect a difference, or how does that work?
My fans, they're really amazing because they all seem to have a lot in common with each other, and they all seem to have a lot in common with me, and I think that's where we connect. And aside from the adorable accent, the English fans are the same level of excitement as in America, which has been amazing. And I love going over to the UK. We started going over there about five, six years ago, and started playing in bars and clubs and worked our way up. And now we're playing the O2 Arena and about to announce our European tour. So it's going to be really fun the next time we go back to the UK.
As a creative person, as a writer, does it get harder or easier?
I think as a writer, you have your good days and bad, as you know, where you have days where the ideas are just flowing and you feel like you have a million possibilities where you could go different avenues creatively. One thing that I love to do is I like to take time to make a project. And that's not that I'm taking time off. It's that I know that the first year's worth of material I'm probably going to scrap, because the first year of material I'm going to love, but it's going to sound a little bit like the last project I did. And the next year of it, the second year of creating, sounds like a new project. So for me, the goal is always to create something that kind of makes your fans, lets them know you're always working towards exciting them with something new. And it's not easy to change. It's easier to stay the same. It's easier to work with the same people over and over and over again and create songs that fall within your comfort zone. It's harder to try to evolve, but I think it's worth it.
Taylor, you recently were working out with a little rock and roll outfit, the Rolling Stones. How'd that go?
I got the invitation to go and sing with the Rolling Stones, and absolutely was so honored. And I think for me, my favorite thing about the whole thing was going and seeing how incredibly cool all the band members are, how they're just so low-key about everything. The hospitality in that organization, they gave me a signed note signed by everybody. We got like professional pictures together, as well as like we're all hanging out backstage and we're taking pictures on our phones, and it was so much fun. The best part though was when we did the music rehearsal And it was Mick and his pianist and me, and we were all just working out the song, and all of a sudden, like, Mick and I started just dancing around the room, like, kind of just like playing around, joking, but we ended up like doing all these twirls and decided that we were going to incorporate one of the twirls into the performance. Like, this was a big deal for us, like, couldn't wait for the twirl, and we ended up doing the twirl, and it was very well executed. I was very proud of it.
Taylor, I don't envy your success. I applaud it, and it's wonderful to see all the great things that have happened to you. The Stones thing has me jealous, though.
Thank you. I know. I it's like I want to tell everyone I know, but I know how it'll sound. Like, oh, it's, you know, I just played with the Stones last night. It was, you know, I mean, it was crazy.
It hurts.
Like, oh my gosh. I feel so lucky just to have those pictures, like, and don't think they're not my phone background.
Taylor Swift, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
Oh, hi, Nashville. Welcome to CMA Music Fest. Thank you for coming tonight, whether you took a trip down the road or whether you drove 12 hours to be here. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and from the hearts of all the artists playing on this stage. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making this our life, because you're the reason why we get to do this, and we love you so much. I put out an album this year, and it's an album about falling in love and bitter, terrible, terrible breakups. And in my mind, all those emotions, all the intense emotions, if I had to pick a color to describe those emotions, it would be red.
Loving him is like trying to change your mind once you're
a lovely stadium crowd here in Nashville. You know, it's nice to be hanging out with 45,000 of my friends tonight. I gotta be honest with you. Getting back together. Like ever.